It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Sunny, yesterday my heart was filled with rain.
And sunny is in the forecast. We have some very nice weather in store for the Mother's Day weekend with above normal temps again into the 70s. What does this tell us about the future of weather under climate change and global warming? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to get into that in a moment, but first, let's get the lowdown on that weekend weather. Cliff.
Yeah, hi, Bellamy. Well, today's going to be the sunniest day. There's very little clouds, a few fog patches along the coast. Those are burning off, so great day. Temperatures will get into the lower to mid-70s with total sun, no precipitation, so wonderful day today. Saturday is going to be even warmer. We'll see highs moving up into the mid to upper 70s. A few people may even hit 80 away from the water. There will be some high clouds moving in on Saturday, especially on the coast, a little bit coming into Puget Sound, but it's going to be a glorious day. Unfortunately, things will get a little worse on Mother's Day, but I think it'll be quite tolerable. An upper-level trough will be moving towards us and mainly to the southwest of us, but that will start pushing some marine air in on Sunday morning into the early afternoon. So we may start off with a little bit of low clouds, especially along the coast. There'll be some mid-level clouds and some high-level clouds, but I think we will see some filtered sunshine on Sunday, but temperatures will drop back. It won't be upper 70s, more lower 70s, 70. So definitely Mother's Day won't be quite as good, but I think it'll be good enough. So not much rain in the area, maybe a few sprinkles along the coast. Next week, though, we go into a situation where an upper-level trough moves in from the eastern Pacific, and I think we'll see temperatures dropping back into the 60s. For at least the early to midweek, you know, mid to upper 60s. There will be some clouds and a few light showers, and I can't time it very well, probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. Definite decline to cooler weather, which is good for some of us who have planted grass seed and bushes and things around their home, so we won't have to water quite as much. So today's the best day. And slow decline, but still tolerable over Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, so a nice relaxing weekend with nice weather, but you're writing about a Northwest climate stress test on your blog. This is an interesting concept. What do you mean by that?
Well, you remember when we had economic problems, the federal government had a stress test of the banks to see how well they would do.
I do remember that.
And, well, we're having the same thing this summer. For our climate. In many ways, the winter we went through and the spring we're in right now is very much like the conditions of 2070, warmer than normal temperatures by 2 to 5 degrees, normal precipitation, but very low snowpack. So it's in many ways, this is almost identical to the conditions we'd expect to see 50, 60, 70 years from now. And in fact, the predictions for the summer will be that it will be much warmer than normal. So we have a fascinating situation here. We have the conditions of 2070. Will we get through it? How will we get through it? And we'll know the answer by the end of the summer. Are we ready for global warming, or do we have to make adjustments as a society?
How can we figure out whether we're ready or not?
Well, let's see if we have enough water as a start. And what I'm extraordinarily impressed with is a number of the water managers of our reservoirs are taking unprecedented action to try to conserve water. Here in Seattle, the public utilities closed down those reservoirs like the Tolt and Chester Morris very early, bringing the water levels up much higher than they have done historically. Really impressively, Seattle now has enough water to get through the whole summer, even if there's no snow melting or any kind of rain. They stored enough water. In the Yakima system, the Bureau of Reclamation managers did something they never did before. They started locking down those reservoirs and storing water months ago. And right now, the reservoir levels for the Yakima are higher than they've ever been historically. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be great for this coming summer because the reservoirs aren't big enough to store enough water. But they've done a lot to at least help the situation as we go into a summer that won't have as much snow melt.
That's interesting because Yakima, I think of that area in eastern Washington into Oregon, places with a lot of agriculture where we have these water wars sometimes.
That's right. There's not going to be enough water. But what they've done is going to help. And there's other examples of this, of reservoir managers, people managing the dams, or people who are managing the water usage, really trying to make a difference. And I should mention that the governor has this drought declaration, and that provides money to allow more pumping of groundwater for agriculture and other uses. So a number of agencies, a number of groups are taking the steps to try to see if we can push through this unusually snow-free spring and summer.
So in a way, this really hot weather we're having is a great blessing, not just because it's nice, but, you know, because it's really helping us figure out how to prepare.
Right. We will know by the end of the summer how ready are we to provide the water for our populations, for agriculture, other uses. We'll be able to see whether there's a big implication for wildfires. Will there be more of those? And for other ecological issues. By the end of the summer, we'll have a good idea what we need to do to prepare for the climate that's going to be typical by the end of the century.
Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can check our work, listen to past conversations, or subscribe to podcasts every week at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.